Start the tape.
Are we doing this? Really?
Wait for it.
Pow! Diary of
DBMM.
It's also B-Movie Mania. What's wrong with this movie?
It's time for Diary of.
Diary of
B-Movie Mania.
Okay, let's do this. How are you, B-Movie Maniacs, B-Movie Monsters, B-Movarinos, B-Movie Minions, B-Movie Misters, B-Movie Misses, B-Movitarians, B-Movinadians, B-Movie Files, B-Movie Phobists, B-Movie Cultists, B-Movie Schultists, B-Movie MDs, B-Movie Noodle Soups, B-Movies and Cheese, B-Medium Rares, B-Movie Squirters, B-Movie Fans, B-Movie Watchers, welcome to DBMM, Diary of a B-Movie Maniac. I'm your host, Michael Hayes, your number one favorite B-movie maniac, and I'm here to switch things up for you. That's right, we're not sticking with that old tired format we were doing, season one. Well, fuck season one, man. Fuck it. We're doing something else now. We're in the off-season. It's wild territory, the old west, just like the B-movies, man. That's what we're doing now, and we're not going to listen to what the corporations have to say. I don't care what Apple Podcast says or Google Play. Stitcher, fuck you. We're doing our own thing now. We're doing an off-season thing where I'm going to interview the other co-hosts of the show, and then we're just going to get real, man. We're going to get real into it, man, okay? You understand? We're not going to hear here and just talk about how much we love specific B-movies. We're going to talk about why. We're going to get real into it. What happened in our life, man? Who touched who? Why? Why do we love this? We're going to get into it. And that's all I got right now for that. But listen, we're going to do it and it's going to be great. First, I want to talk to you about our sponsor for the week. It's something cool. Microphones, they're sponsoring us this week. So get into it. Go to microphones.com/diaryofabmoviemaniac. And you'll get 30% off your first purchase of microphones. Okay, this week, I'm talking to Paul Brooks. That's right, Paul S. Brooks. We get real deep into it, mostly the bathroom, because we're already deep into the B-movie marathon from this year when I recorded this. And it is, we're in a shower together, fully clothed. Maybe it gets weird sometimes in it. Who knows? It's going to get weird. We're going to talk about B-movies, me and Paul, why Paul loves B-movies, what got into it. We're going to find out what's going on in this interview coming up. It was real fun, real nice guy, Paul. I've known him for at least 2 years, so it wasn't too awkward, but we got some real good questions. So listen in, get weird with us, get down to the deep roots of it, man, all right? We're not fucking around with this. All right, here's episode one of Diary of a B-Movie Maniac. Let's go. Well, B-Movie Maniacs, here I am, Michael Hayes, your favorite B-Movie Maniac crew member.
Well, do you not like that I call myself that?
No, it's a good bit.
It's a good bit, right?
Yeah.
I take it from the band Half Japanese?
Sure.
They claimed they were the greatest rock band in the world, and when asked why, they said, because no one else has said it.
Like, yeah, makes sense to me.
Well, I'm here with Paul Brooks, one of the other B-movie crew. Say hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, all right. But we're here at the B-movie marathon right now. And as you know, this is, this is Diary of a B-movie Maniac.
Is it?
Well, you don't know this, but the listener knows, because the title of the episode is probably something along the lines of, like, Diaries of a B-movie Maniac and that kind of stuff. So I probably got an introduction that I've done before this. I don't know how I'm formatting this episode. This is off-season content.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah, this is not getting edited out, so
no,
that's cool.
Fine.
But we're in the bathroom doing a little thing. Oh, it's very... Paul just turned the lights off. He's got a Zima in his hand. And we're... oh, God. We're having fun.
I'm kind of drunk. Like, I'm trying to talk quietly because I'm really close to the microphone, but I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah, you could just say it, Paul. We're all adults.
Well, we're at the B-movie marathon, so we're kind of drunk.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're definitely drunk.
Definitely. I'm drunk on Zima.
We're into the third movie. I got some surge in me.
I got a grape Jolly Rancher in my Zima, and I'm drunk.
What's that? Why do you have that in there?
I don't know. It was a Chris Hudson idea.
That's the thing I knew about, too. And you should watch Paul's videos. He does random taste tests. Is that what they're called on YouTube? I mean, you have a bunch of different video
you just
series.
You search for Paul Brooks TV and it'll come up.
Yeah. So, Paul, I got you in here. I kind of wanted to do this series where we talk about why we like B-movies. What draws you to it? And what kind of early memories do you have of B-movies in terms of what kind of got you into it?
Well, definitely when I was a kid, and I think we talked a little bit about this on the Origins episode.
Oh, probably we did. But no one listened to that.
Right.
I've seen the downloads.
But when I was a kid, Godzilla movies, which is a sort of a kind of B-movie, sort of a specific category of B-movie, I would stay up late against the parents' wishes, if you will, and watch some Godzilla movies sort of on the local channel late at night. This is in the, you know, like 80s. And I think that was probably the initial thing for me.
Nice. So Godzilla, I know, knowing you, I mean, you and I have known each other for
2 years or
like,
so.
At least, something like that. And I remember we've spent many a nights watching Godzilla movies and amongst other things, but a lot of Godzilla with you. I've noticed you got some figurines of Godzilla and all that kind of stuff.
I do.
What is it about Godzilla you think that really like draws you into it? Like what is it? Like let's talk specifically Godzilla versus King Kong. What about that movie?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, tell me about that one. I remember watching that with you, specifically watching that with you once.
Really?
Yeah, at Lounge.
Are you, is this a bit?
No, Lounge 4, we were up in your bedroom, and we were watching fucking Godzilla versus King Kong, and King Kong's so bad in that. I mean, the movie's rough. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
But King Kong looks really, really bad in it. He's got real, like, cardboardy arms with, like, bad fur.
Yeah,
it's not a good one. No, what? Okay, for real, though. What about Godzilla draws you in? Why?
Well, here's the thing.
Damn it, Paul. I'm going to censor that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I will.
You know what's weird about this? I just, a couple, like, legit, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago bought King Kong versus Godzilla on Blu-ray.
Why did anyone do that?
I don't know.
That should be a lost episode.
I was bored.
That's the equivalent of like those old Three Stooges episodes that they banned because they were racist. But you can find them occasionally because someone recorded them or something. So you watch them and you go, "Oh no, that makes sense. I should have never seen this."
If you really sit down and watch some of these movies, and that's not a great example, but if you watch some of the better Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
It's just great, sort of like it's a mixture between great action, but also like wild shit going on.
Yeah,
like some of the better Godzilla movies, especially in the 90s. That's what I like, is stuff going on where like the because there's a through thread with them, if I can say it's a continuation.
Yeah.
It's not just one offs, and so like shit gets wild.
Yeah.
And,
well, there's a final war right here at some point.
There is a final war.
How do you feel about Final Wars?
Mixed.
Mixed feelings.
That's more 2000s.
Yeah.
It's weird because a different company took over.
I'm curious. I don't think I've ever seen Final Wars, but I know the director of that is the same guy who did, like, Versus and a bunch of other, of those indie Japanese movies in the 90s.
I didn't know that.
And so I haven't seen it, but I'm curious about it just because I like Versus. I think it's a fun movie.
Did we do that for a B-movie marathon?
Yeah, I think Hudson picks that. Yeah, I think Hudson picks the Versus.
First one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one. What? Pulled it all together.
So, exactly. So, it's fun, and, you know, there's not a lot, like, on Netflix or anything like that, or Amazon, but if you have the opportunity to check some of them out, I would certainly recommend it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Paul, this comes to the part of the Diary of a B-Movie Maniac that I think all the fans will eventually come to love. Since I'm assuming this is the first episode, and Paul is just chugging his Zima. Paul is finishing his Zima. Don't choke on the Jolly Rancher, please. Be careful. It's stuck to the bottom of it. Okay. Paul?
That'd be the shittiest way to die ever.
Yeah, it would.
Choked on a grape Jolly Rancher.
If you did, Paul, would you be offended? If you choked on it and you're like, "Oh no, Mike, I'm choking." You're gesturing like, "Help me." What if I just dropped the mic and walked out?
Yeah, I'd be offended. Well, yeah.
But would it be like a pretty good bit?
No, that would not be a good
Okay, I'll remember that. I'll remember that.
I want you to fucking help try you. The Heimlich.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Okay, now anyway, getting back to this. I think this is going to become the fan-beloved part of a show. Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
To censor that as well. So sorry about that, everyone, that long thing you just heard. Anyway, fan-beloved part of this new off-season series. Paul, do you have any questions for me?
Number one, and give me like a 10-20 second response here.
Okay.
Why are we in the bathtub?
Because you walked into the bathtub. So like we walked in, we're like, we need a little space. It was a little more quiet because we have a movie playing. Because we're at the fifth annual B-movie marathon right now. So we walked into the bathroom, and I was just going to stand in the general bathroom area. But then you just stepped all right into that tub here, so I'm in here with you.
I kind of did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Was that 10 or 20 seconds?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Thank you.
Number two, and this is really all I have to say, talk a little bit about your tradition for the B-movie marathon. Of your wardrobe.
Yeah, I know what you meant, Paul. You have to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it for the listeners.
Of course. Well, I have a wardrobe tradition, and it's... Cheese It. Well, it cuts back to before...
Did you say Cheese It?
Yeah, we gotta... Wait, do we have any Cheez-Its we can eat? Because I would love some.
No, we have a whole grocery store worth of food in this room, but we don't have any Cheez-Its.
Yeah, everyone went to the store and went like, I'll get some. Oh, someone else will eat some of these too, blah, blah, blah. And we just have so much fucking junk food in this place.
We have 3 6-packs of Zima.
God.
That's way too much Zima.
Anyway.
It'll feel good. Continue.
Okay, anyway. So I have a tradition where I wear very short Daisy Dukes.
Yes.
And
I love it.
And Paul loves it. And I think everyone else has come to love it.
Shit, yeah.
And I also wear a 90s, like 90
Chippendales.
Pajama. Chippendales, like a bunch of dudes from Chippendales are on it. Not the Rescue Rangers.
The real Chippendales.
And it's a 90. It's like a women's 90 from like the 90s.
Yeah.
But these Daisy Dukes, and the problem with the Daisy Dukes, or not the Daisy Dukes, but myself, is that personally, I'm a guy that wears boxers.
Sure, me too.
Yeah, and I don't have short underwear.
Right.
And so I can't wear my underwear underneath the
so
daisies.
You're saying you're freeballing it.
Of course. Well, otherwise you'd see the undies.
Right.
And that would defeat the purpose.
Actually, I already knew that because another tradition, and we're going to, I don't want to go off on a tangent.
No, don't
here.
Blow these speakers out, Paul.
Right. I see your balls once a year.
Yeah, but what happens when there's a classic call
and response?
The call and response is my balls call out, and the response is
pink slime.
Yeah, but it goes a certain way.
Pink
slime.
And for whatever reason, I treasure it. I treasure seeing his balls every year.
Yeah, these guys this year. I was my first movie pick showed up third in the lineup this year, so I wasn't putting on the stuff.
It's kind of going on right now.
Yeah, we it's bad, guys.
It's really
Night Flyers by George R.R. Martin is fucking bad.
Let me say something though, really quick. This is what I appreciate about you about the marathon.
Oh.
You swing hard because what you like to do is pick stuff that you a lot of times have not seen before,
mm-hmm.
and just swing hard. And sometimes you miss, but
yeah.
The beauty of it is that sometimes you hit a home run.
I think I do. I agree. I usually do a good bit of research. I don't like to watch the movies before,
mm-hmm.
but I do research. Unfortunately for this, I freaked out when I saw it was based on a George R.R. Martin story. I do like Game of Thrones, but I'm not like a fanboy or anything, but I just saw that and thought, that's fucking great. That'll be good.
But you know what?
It wasn't enough.
As George would say himself, that's baseball.
What, is he a big baseball fan?
Dude, are you kidding me?
I am,
People
I'm not.
People are pissed at him because he won't stop tweeting about baseball.
That's amazing.
They're like, write the last fucking book.
Yeah, I don't know why I said this earlier during the marathon, but like, I don't understand why I thought a guy who can't even write his good books could write a fucking this thing. Oh, God. Well, Paul, let's just wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being called a B-movie maniac?
I love it. I mean,
gosh.
I don't want to get choked up here or anything.
Stop drinking that.
Well, yeah, that would help. No, it's great. We have so much fun doing the podcast. We've been doing this now. This is our fifth year doing the marathon. And I think I speak for everyone. I think I've feel pretty safe speaking for everyone when I say that we really enjoy it and really love it and love hanging out with each other and love interacting with all of our people who hang out with us and watch the marathon and listen to the podcast. We really appreciate it, and it means a lot to us, and it's very special to us. So I guess what I'm trying to say is
why do you keep saying that? I have
sorry,
to
say
that.
Bye-bye.
No, Paul, I just want to say, yeah, we treasure you, and thank you for flying from California.
Oh, thank
Let's get
you.
A hug in here.
Oh, yeah. We're hugging.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, man. That was great, right? Oh, Paul, such a good guy. Godzilla, showers, drunk as shit. B-movie marathon. Lots of other words that I could associate with that interview, but I haven't listened to the whole thing since I did it a couple months ago, so I'm not gonna. Anyway, man, that was great. Got real deep, found out about Paul's parents' couch, all that cool stuff, right? Oh, it's great. All right, we'll catch you later. Get some more content that we're doing. Rate and review on iTunes and Google and Stitcher and all that shit. Check out the Facebook page. We got a lot of stuff going on, Instagram, Twitter. Check us out. All right? All right. We're cool, man. We're cool. TC lives!